7. They're under pressure.
We come to you, and oh God, knowing that thou art our only King.
Bookshelf proudly presents pieces of the books and translations of various nature and genres on different days.
In the name of God, you're listening to IRIB English Radio. Welcome to today's reading. The Alchemist is a timeless allegorical novel by Paulo Coelho, a journey of dreams, discovery, and the soul's search for his personal legend. I'm Zainab, and I'll be your narrator for this episode. The Alchemist is a philosophical novel by Brazilian author Paulo Coelho, first published in 1988. It tells the story of Santiago, a young Andalusian shepherd who dreams of finding a hidden treasure near the Egyptian pyramids. Inspired by this recurring dream, he embarks on a journey across continents in search of his personal legend, the unique purpose that gives meaning to his life. Along the way, he meets various characters, including a king, a crystal merchant, an Englishman studying alchemy, and finally, the wise alchemist who helps him understand that true treasure lies within. The novel is classified as allegorical fiction with the strong elements of a spiritual adventure and self-discovery. Coelho's writing style is simple yet deeply symbolic, weaving together mystical elements and timeless wisdom from various traditions. While the book is easy to read, it is rich in metaphor and meaning, which has led it to become an international bestseller and a source of inspiration for millions of readers around the world. It's often categorized as inspirational literature, appealing to those interested in personal growth, spirituality, and life's deeper questions. At its core, The Alchemist explores universal themes such as destiny, dreams, faith, and self-realization. One of its central messages is the idea that when you really want something, the whole universe conspires to help you achieve it. The book encourages readers to listen to their hearts, follow their intuition, and trust the journey, even when it leads through uncertainty. Through Santiago's quest, Coelho reminds us that sometimes the treasure we seek is not a material reward, but the wisdom, courage, and growth we gain in the process of seeking it. Let's listen to a part of the story today, after a short break.
IRIB English Radio.
Let us now begin the story, where a young shepherd follows the voice of his heart across desert, toward the pyramids, and ultimately towards himself. "I want to see the greatness of Allah," the chief said, with respect. "I want to see how a man turns himself into the wind." But he made a mental note of the names of the two men who had expressed their fear. As soon as the wind stopped, he was going to remove them from their commands, because two men of the desert are not afraid. "The wind told me that you know about love," the boy said to the sun. "If you know about love, you must also know about the soul of the world, because it's made of love." "From where I am," the sun said, "I can see the soul of the world. It communicates with my soul, and together we cause the plants to grow and the sheep to seek out shade. From where I am, and I'm a long way from the earth, I learned how to love. I know that if I came even a little bit closer to the earth, everything there would die, and the soul of the world would no longer exist. So we contemplate each other, and we want each other, and I give it life and warmth, and it gives me my reason for living." "So, you know about love," the boy said. and I know the soul of the world, because we have talked at great length to each other during this endless trip through the universe. It tells me that its greatest problem is that, up until now, only the minerals and vegetables understand that all things are one. That there's no need for iron to be the same as copper, or copper the same as gold. Each performs its own exact function as a unique being, and everything would be a symphony of peace if the hand that wrote all this had stopped on the fifth day of creation. But there was a sixth day, the sun went on. You are wise because you observe everything from a distance, the boy said. But you don't know about love. If there hadn't been a sixth day, man would not exist. Copper would always be just copper and lead just lead. It's true that everything has its destiny, but one day that destiny will be realized. So each thing has to transform itself into something better and to acquire a new destiny until somebody, the soul of the world, becomes one thing only. The sun thought about that and decided to shine more brightly. The wind, which was enjoying the conversation, started to blow with greater force so that the sun would not blind the boy. This is why alchemy exists, the boy said, so that everyone would search for his treasure, find it, and then want to be better than he was in his former life. Lead will play its role until the world has no further need for lead, and then lead will have to turn itself into gold. That's what alchemists do. They show that when we strive to become better than we are, everything around us becomes better too. Well, why did you say that I don't know about love? The sun asked the boy. Because it's not love to be static like the desert, nor it is love to roam the world like the wind. And it's not love to see everything from a distance like you do. Love is the force that transforms and improves the soul of the world. When I first reached through it, I thought the soul of the world was perfect. But later I could see that it was like other aspects of creation and had its own passions and wars. It is we who nourish the soul of the world, and the world we live in will be either better or worse, depending on whether we become better or worse. And that's where the power of love comes in. Because when we love, we always strive to become better than we are. So, what do you want of me? The sun asked. I want you to help me turn yourself into wind, the boy answered. Nature knows me as the wisest being in creation, the sun said. But I don't know how to turn you into the wind. Then whom should I ask? The sun thought for a minute. The wind was listening closely. and wanted to tell every corner of the world that the sun's wisdom had its limitations, that it was unable to deal with this boy who spoke the language of the world. That wrote all, said the sun. The wind screamed with delight and blew harder than ever. The tents were being blown from their ties to the earth, and the animals were being freed from their tethers. On the cliff, the men clutched at each other as they sought to keep from being blown away. The boy turned to the hand that wrote all. As he did so, he sensed that the universe had fallen silent, and he decided not to speak. A current of love rushed from his heart, and the boy began to pray. It was a prayer that he had never said before, because it was a prayer without words or pleas. His prayer didn't give thanks for his sheep having found new pastures. It didn't ask that the boy be able to sell more crystal, and it didn't beseech that the woman he had met continue to await his return. In their silence, the boy understood that the desert, the wind, and the sun were also trying to understand the signs written by the hand and were seeking to follow their path and to understand what had been written on a single emerald. He saw that almonds were scattered throughout the earth and in space, and that there was no reason or significance attached to their appearance. He could see that not the deserts, nor the winds, or nor the sun, nor people knew why they had been created, but that the hand had a reason for all of us, and that only the hand could perform miracles or transform the sea into the desert, or a man into a wind, because only the hand understood that it was a larger design that had moved the universe to the point at which 6 days of creation had evolved into a masterwork. You've been listening to The Alchemist by Paulo Coelho here on IRIB English Radio. I'm Zainab, and it's been a pleasure guiding you through this deeply symbolic and soul-stirring tale. May we all have the courage to follow our own personal legend, no matter where it leads. Until next time, take care, stay curious, and goodbye.